Welcome to this demonstration of Braille screen input. Of course, a new feature available in VoiceOver on iOS version 8.0, whether that's using it on your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. And what Braille screen input allows you to do is to actually use the Braille characters to Braille on your touchscreen to put Braille straight text into an app such as Notes, or like handwriting mode already available in VoiceOver in iOS to search for apps on your home screens. In this demonstration, I thought I would show you where to first set it up to make any default changes to the Braille screen input mode itself, and then how to search for apps on your home screen, and finally Braille into an app such as Notes. Let me say first of all that I've got my iPhone turned on, VoiceOver is running, and I'm currently sitting at my home screen. And remember that the basic commands for VoiceOver: one finger flick left or right to move to the previous or next item, and a one finger double tap to activate an item once you've heard it. So first of all, we need to go into Settings, General, Accessibility, VoiceOver, Rota. So let me first of all access Settings on my home screen.
Settings. Double tap to open.
Okay, and there's Settings. One finger double tap to open.
Airplane mode. Settings.
And I'm going to flick through to General.
Airplane mode. Wi-Fi. Bluetooth. Cellular. Personal hotspot. Carrier. Notifications. Control center. Do not disturb. General. Button.
One finger double tap on General to open it.
General. Settings. Back button.
And I'm going to flick through to Accessibility.
General. About. Software update. Siri. Spotlight search. Handoff suggested apps. Accessibility. Button.
One finger double tap on Accessibility.
Accessibility. General. Back button.
And now I'm going to access VoiceOver. So one finger flick to the right again.
Accessibility. Vision. VoiceOver. On. Button.
It's VoiceOver. One finger double tap.
VoiceOver. Accessibility. Back button.
I want to flick down to Rota.
VoiceOver. VoiceOver. VoiceOver speaks. I tap once to select an item. Double tap to activate the selected item. Swipe three fingers to scroll. VoiceOver practice. Speaking rate. Speaking rate. Speak hints. Use pitch change. Use sound effects. Speech. Braille. Rota. Button.
And there's Rota. One finger double tap on Rota.
Rota. VoiceOver. Back button.
Now these are all the items that you can select or unselect to use with the VoiceOver Rota, which is the two finger rotate either clockwise or anti-clockwise on the screen by putting your two fingers at 9 and 3 on like a clock face, and then rotating them around, as I said, either clockwise or counterclockwise or anti-clockwise, and selecting an item. Now, Braille screen input just happens to be right at the bottom of this screen, so I'm going to do a three-finger flick up and keep going to scroll the screen down.
Rows 12 to 27 of 29. Rows 15 to 29 of 29.
Okay, that's the bottom of the screen. Touch towards the bottom.
Selected. Braille screen input.
And it already says selected Braille screen input. If I flick to the right.
Reorder Braille screen input. Button. Draggable. Double tap and hold. Wait for the sound. Then drag to rearrange.
Okay, I can actually arrange where that would sit on the VoiceOver Rota as well. And if I flick to the right, I don't have any more options. If I flick back to the left.
Selected. Braille screen input. Reorder audio ducking. Selected. Audio ducking.
Okay, that's audio ducking. That's the other option that's also available now in iOS 8 with VoiceOver. So mine's already turned on. Now, before I actually show you how to use it, I just want to show you how to make some changes to the way it operates by default. So I'm going to go back to the previous screen and go into Braille. So two-finger scrub.
VoiceOver. Accessibility. Back button.
And that was just doing two fingers side to side, as if I was scrubbing the screen with two fingers. Now I'm going to flick down to Braille.
VoiceOver. Heading. VoiceOver. VoiceOver. Tap once to double tap to swipe three fingers. VoiceOver prac. Speaking. Speaking rep. Speak. Use pitch change. Use sound effect. Speech. Braille. Braille Sensu 2246. Button.
And as you can tell, I'm using a Braille Sensu 2. So one finger double tap on Braille.
Braille. VoiceOver. Back button.
And flick through the settings to Braille screen input.
Braille. Braille display output. Braille display input. Braille screen input. 6 dot. Button.
So one finger double tap on that.
Braille screen input. Braille.
And
back button.
Let's flick through again.
Braille screen input. Heading. Selected. Uncontracted 6 dot Braille.
Okay, so uncontracted 6 dot Braille. Basically where you would just use your number sign for your numbers, your letters, standard punctuation marks, no contractions. Okay, and that's already selected. If I flick to the right again.
Contracted Braille.
That's contracted Braille. So what this basically does, it just sets the default for when you activate the Braille screen input keyboard that you can start automatically typing in contracted Braille or uncontracted Braille. And I've currently got mine set to 6-dot uncontracted Braille. Okay, now if I back out of that option with a 2-finger scrub.
Braille. VoiceOver. Back button.
Okay, 2-finger scrub to come back out of that screen.
VoiceOver. Accessibility. Back button.
Now, one final thing you might want to change, I've certainly done on my one, is to change your typing echo. So if I flick through to typing.
VoiceOver. 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 Tab 1. Double t- swipe. VoiceOver. Speaking. Speaking. Speak. Use pitch. Use sound. Speech. Braille. Rotor. Typing style. Phonetic. Typing feedback. Button.
Okay, typing feedback. 1-finger double tap.
Typing feedback. VoiceOver. Back button.
Flick through to software keyboard.
Typing feedback. Heading. Software keyboards. Heading. Nothing. Characters. Words. Selected. Characters and words.
Okay, as you can tell, mine's set to characters and words. So when I do the space command in the Braille screen input keyboard, it'll read out the word as I do a space or punctuation mark. So that's all we have to do for the voiceover settings. I'm just going to press the home button to come back to the home screen.
Settings. Double tap to open.
To activate Braille screen input, I just use the rotor. So if I do a 2-finger rotate on the screen.
Handwriting. Lowercase.
That's the handwriting mode that I use quite a lot already. And if I do a 2-finger rotate again.
Braille screen input. Landscape. Home button to the left. Screen away mode. 6-dot. To calibrate the dot positions, touch and lift the 3 right-hand fingers, then touch and lift the 3 left-hand fingers immediately afterwards.
Okay, so that was a fair bit of information all at once. Basically, it's got two modes. Away mode and tabletop mode. Away mode is basically where you have the iPhone screen facing away from you and the back of the iPhone facing towards you in landscape mode or sideways with the home button on the left-hand side. Okay, and tabletop mode is where you've still got it in landscape mode, still have the home button on the left, but it's laying flat on the table, and that's why it's called tabletop mode. So your finger positions in away mode are your fingers perpendicular at each end of the iPhone screen. So your left hand going from top to bottom would be dots 1, 2, 3. And the right hand side going from the top to the bottom would be dots 4, 5, and 6. When you put the phone in tabletop mode, i.e. flat on a table or on your lap, you can literally have your fingers the way you would do on a Perkins-style keyboard. So horizontally across the phone, rather than vertically or perpendicular up and down the sides of the phone. You also heard it say calibrate, and that's where you put your 3 fingers down, followed by the other 3 fingers to calibrate the positions of your fingers on the screen. I find I get most benefit out of that in tabletop mode if sometimes it's not quite getting my finger positions on the screen. I'm going to put this in tabletop mode. I've currently got it facing away from me, so I'm in away mode at the moment. Put it horizontally.
Tabletop mode.
So I'm currently sitting at my home screen. So let's say, for example, I want to find Downcast. So if I do a D.
B, O, W, one app, Downcast. Swipe right with 2 fingers to launch.
As it said, swipe right with 2 fingers to launch. So if I do a 2-finger swipe to the right.
Opening Downcast, portrait, Downcast, edit, button.
Okay, I've opened up Downcast. Let me just press the home button and go back to the home screen.
Messages, one and red message.
Okay, so let's bring up Braille screen input mode again. I'm going to do a 2-finger rotate again.
Handwriting, Braille screen input, landscape, home button to the left, tabletop mode, 6-dot.
If I wanted to calibrate, as I said, you put down 3 fingers on your right hand, 3 fingers on your left hand straight away. So if I do 3, 3.
Dot positions calibrated.
That's how easy to calibrate. I just put the 3 fingers down, right and left. So I want to search for my Fitbit app. So I'm going to do F.
I, T, one app, Fitbit.
Okay, there's Fitbit.
Swipe right with 2 fingers to launch.
Now, if I don't want to type in those characters, I can backspace or delete with 1 finger flick to the left.
I, 5 apps. F, 13 apps. 203 apps.
Okay, and now I'm back to the whole list of apps on my home screens. So So in this case, I can search for Twitter. So I'm going to do T.
T. W. I. Two apps.
Okay, now I've got two apps at the moment. If I do a one finger flick down.
Twitter.
There's the second
Swipe
one.
Swipe right with two fingers to launch.
One finger flick up.
Tweet.
That's Swipe the first right with two tip, fingers to launch. So one finger flick down.
Twitter.
And I can do a two finger flick to the right to launch the app as you'd normal. So if I do another backspace again, flick to the left.
W. Four apps. T. 19 apps. 203 apps.
Or I can even just one finger flick down.
Type in Braille. Uted. Unearthed. VM alert. VO calendar. VO start. VO timer. VO tutorial. Via. Swipe right with two fingers to launch.
And do a two finger swipe again to launch the app. The way to come out of Braille screen input is to either do a two finger scrub or do a two finger rotate to rotate out of it on the rotor. So if I just do a two finger scrub on the screen.
Portrait.
I've gone back into portrait. So if I do one finger flick to the right.
Mail. Five and red emails.
Okay, I'm back on my home screen.
Double tap to open.
Okay, let me find notes. So rather than flicking around, I'm just going to use the rotor to find notes again. So two finger rotate.
Handwriting. Braille screen input. Landscape. Home button to the left. Tabletop mode.
Type
six dot.
In N-O.
N-O-T. One app. Notes.
There's notes. Two fingers.
Swipe right,
right
with two fingers to launch. Opening notes. Notes.
Access a new note.
New. Button.
One finger double tap.
Note. Text field. Is editing.
Okay. Now we're in a text field. So if I do a two finger rotate again around to Braille screen input.
Handwriting. Braille screen input. Landscape. Home button to the left. Tabletop mode. Six dot.
Okay. And if I type in hello world.
H. E. L. L. O.
And of course a space is one finger flick to the right.
Space. Hello.
And world.
W. O. R. L. D.
And full stop.
Period. World.
And as you can tell, because I've got character word echo running, it's saying the characters plus the word that I've just brailled in because I did a space and or a punctuation mark. And of course, if I want to delete a character, it's a one finger flick to the left as I was doing on the home screen.
Period.
Okay, that's got rid of the period. If I put a period back in again.
Period. World.
It's going to read out the word again. Now, if I want to go to a new line, it's a two finger flick to the right. So remember, two finger flick to the right activated an item on the home screen. This time, because I'm editing, it puts a new line in. So two finger flick to the right.
New line.
Okay, and it's put a new line. If I backspace, one finger flick to the left.
New line.
Gets rid of the new line, one finger flick to the left again.
Period.
And I've got rid of the period, so do another period.
Period. World.
And two finger flick to the right, new line.
New line.
Now, if you want to change the type of Braille grade you're typing in, you can do that by doing a three-finger flick left or right. So if I do a three-finger flick to the right.
Contracted.
I'm now in contracted Braille. So if I type in the Braille contraction for this and do a space.
This.
Okay, it just translated this for me. And of course, if I backspace through it, it's actually going to be the whole word there. So if I flick back to the left.
Space.
Delete.
S-I-H. T.
Okay, I just got rid of the word. Now, I'm going to just switch back to uncontracted Braille or six-dot Braille. So I'm going to do a three-finger flick to the left.
Six-dot.
So if I want to do a capital letter, it's dot six.
Dot six.
And then T.
Capital T. H. I. S. Space. This.
And of course, one finger flick to the right for that space. And you heard it say capital T for this. If I want to put a number in, such as 1, 2, 3, of course, we do a number sign, dots 3, 4, 5, 6.
Dots 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, now she says dots 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
And full stop.
Period. 123.
Let's put a new line in.
New line.
Now, if you want to get a list of word suggestions, you can do that as well. So if I type in B-U.
B-U.
And then do a one finger flick down.
Bye.
Okay, it's bye.
Bow.
Bow.
Boo.
Or boo. Okay, so I'm going to do one finger flick up.
Bow. Bye.
And I'm going to choose bye. One finger flick to the right.
Space. Bye.
Okay, and it's put in the word bye. That's the way to get a list of what I believe to be Braille writing suggestions rather than just word suggestions. At the time of this recording, there's actually no way to actually edit when you're in Braille mode. You have to do a two-finger rotate around to edit. So if I do that now.
Portrait. Headings. Lines. Speech rate. Volume. Punctuation. Sounds. Hints. Audio duct. Edit.
Okay, I'm now on edit. And I can use the edit functions now just with the normal on-screen keyboard. Of course, I could also use my hardware Braille display or my Bluetooth keyboard with VoiceOver, of course. So let me just press the home button to come out.
messages, one in red message.
And that completes this demonstration of the Braille screen input keyboard now available in VoiceOver in iOS 8 on your iOS device, whether, of course, that is your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. So I hope you've enjoyed this demonstration. As always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.